Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Today, I want to talk about what some of you guys will call an alpha widow, what some of you guys call hypergamy in action, and other guys will just say when a woman won't settle. And that's really what it boils down to. You know, in the previous videos, I've talked about how women won't necessarily... men will sleep down, but they won't necessarily date down, or they might date down a little bit, but the cream of the crop guys will definitely take an easy bit of fun with somebody that's less than them, and that will make a woman believe that's what she's going to be worthy of in a relationship. I won't go too deep down into it, but there's a good article here that I think kind of covers what we talk about with this kind of stuff, and it says right here, this is February 29th of 2020, so it's only about a month old, and it's from Bunch of Wisdom, and it says, what is an alpha widow? So this is going to use some terminology that some of you guys know about, others of you don't, and so I'll try to throw in those words, so if you hear me saying something that's not on the screen, that way you guys know what I'm talking about. It says, what is an alpha widow? An alpha widow is a woman who has experienced at least one relationship with a high value or alpha guy. The relationship doesn't have to be long term, but it's usually long enough for the woman to set certain standards and expectations for the kind of man she thinks she deserves. An alpha widow who has been with a 9+ man on the SMV or the, I forget what exactly SMV is, but it's your value scale, you know, your societal, like your value as far as like a 1 to 10 scale. That's maybe the best, but instead of just looks, it's your overall personality, right? Your overall value. So for an alpha widow who's been with a 9+ man on the SMV scale, for example, will have a hard time dating a man below that. To her, anything less than a 9 to 10 will not be worthy of her commitment and attention. Anything less won't make her happy. They're usually average in terms of attractiveness, which is why they get stuck in the dating world for not being able to readjust their expectations, hoping they once again find that high-value alpha male who can rock their world. That's why they're called widows. They're unable to move on from that one person who took their soul completely and find it difficult to replicate the previous passionate experiences and emotions that naturally comes with being with that quality man. So, real easy example, right? Average girl, she meets a guy that's good looking, attractive, he's money, he's popular, whatever. To him, she's an easy lay. And for her, he's a rock star, right? And so once she's had this guy and he spends a little time with her, he's just kind of having his fun, but she says, hey, this guy's into me. He likes me, even if it's for a short period of time. And so over time, she gets, well, this one may have gotten away, but I have lots of guys that want to sleep with me or have short-term relationships with me that are high value, so must be that's what I deserve. I just haven't found the right guy that wants to spend that time with me, not understanding that, you know, to choose to sleep with a woman is a much bigger difference than wanting to date one full-time. It says, why should this matter to you? And they go on about I'll read it. The typical relationship strategy of an alpha widow is to monkey branch from one relationship to another, looking for that spark and intensity that she yearns for. Monkey branching meaning she's with this guy, and when she can swing up to a branch or a higher level guy, she will. So she'll say, no, I'm breaking up with you, once she's secured the next branch above. And they think of it as a monkey swinging through the trees. It goes from this branch, it swings to the next branch and has a hold of that one before it lets go of the last one. It's very likely you could come across an alpha widow and perhaps even date one while navigating the scene or the dating scene. If you're an average man who's not aware enough to spot one or know how to deal with one, you could easily end up in a miserable relationship where you spend most of your time and effort trying to prove yourself to no end, and you're not going to know why. You'll grow feeling inadequate, helpless, and resentful towards your partner, dreaming of that one day that she accepts you as a worthy man. With a lack of awareness, you also might get into a competitive state for a lifetime, fiercely keeping up with her expectations and her ex's ghost, a competition you most likely lose before you even try. Having said that, here are the signs you're dating a alpha widow for your own awareness, and you can deal and avoid her. And here's the thing. So guys that are out there and they're dating and they're giving dating advice and they say, hey, you just have to show high value. Well, I've said this in previous videos before, but let's say you drive a Ferrari, and let's say that you're my size, like 5'7", and you look like I do, but you drive a Ferrari, and you know, you've got an okay build, not too bad. But a guy comes along and he's broke, but he's 6 foot tall and muscular. Now, maybe she jumps over to him because she values his looks and that kind of thing more than me. Or maybe you're that 6 foot tall guy, right, who's got the six pack and muscles, but you find out she's going out with a guy that maybe has some money. You never know, right? But whatever it is, you always have to make yourself better than every other option she has. Well, even if you do that, what if that doesn't stand up to the guy that maybe was the martyr in her past? You know, if a woman dates somebody that is, and the reason why I use the height and the looks and all that stuff is because they're things you don't have control over. So that with a salary, which is something you do have control over, the point being that you can't control all things. So you could be 6 foot tall and muscular and have a good job and, but the guy that she really wants, the one that once wined and dined her, slept with her, and then bounced, well, that guy might have been tall and handsome and a doctor and had a fancy car and had friends and was popular. And you're always trying to live up to her expectations of what he was. And she looks at you and says, well, you're not as good as he was. I mean, you're good, but you're not as good as he was. So you're second best until I think I can get a shot at that guy again, even though in reality, she has no shot at dating that guy anymore. The six signs you're dealing with an alpha widow. She compares you to her ex repeatedly. That's an easy one. The other one is where she just doesn't compare you to an ex at all, but she says negative things about him, but she still keeps bringing him up. In other words, he comes up whether it's good or bad. They here only relate to good, but I'm telling you, it's with bad as well. She's never satisfied with you. You don't measure up. She'll go dissatisfied. You'll always know it. She'll constantly tell you that she's bored. She'll frequently criticize and berate you for the simplest things. She'll continue to disrespect you and crap test you on a regular basis. And she won't even necessarily know why she's behaving this way. Believe it or not, she's with you and she might initially like you, but eventually she may come to resent you because she feels like you're all she can get and she deserves better, but she's not getting that attention. Somehow that makes her not happy with you. I don't know. She still keeps pics of and belongings of her ex. The old Facebook photos are still up. She may still keep them on phone. Here's one that I find that's interesting. Oftentimes she'll say she's still a friend with him. And, oh, we're just friends. We broke up. But, you know, he's still smart, or he's funny, or he's interesting, and we're going to be friends. And here's the key component of it. If you don't like it, that means you're just insecure and you can't handle it. And that's your problem. Not my problem. So they keep the past around. And I'm not going to read down this because it's quite a long read. And, you know, I want to try to put a shorter video together for you on this one. She goes to her ex when problems come up. And yep, I'll read here. Unless there's business involved, your girl shouldn't be talking to her ex. If she willingly makes the decision to engage with him for whatever reason, then this should be a clear sign that there's something wrong. She might not be as loyal as you'd like to think. They come up with the strangest excuses to talk to them. He knows how the car works and I can't fix it. He helped me with work before and I want some help. He bought X from Y before and I wanted to do the same. We used to work out together and I have a question about working out. He has a discount at the gym that I want to go to and I want to get a discount from him. He has a problem with his new girlfriend and he just wanted a girl to talk. I mean, the excuses are endless. But the point is, if she's over him, why would he still be in her life? Now, can they have genuine friends? I suppose, but that's a gamble at any point in time, right? She's always avoidant or frustrated in the bedroom with you. And they say sometimes if you're underperforming in bed, you'll just know. Her look of disappointment will be obvious, and at other times you're not matching her intense previous experiences that have involved other men before you. This isn't a very obvious sign that she's an alpha widow because she's most likely not going to tell you that you don't drive her as crazy in the bedroom as your ex did, yet you can still connect the dots. They like to steer, women who steer clear from the bedroom on a regular basis tend to get very agitated and restless. While this as a sign alone may not identify her as an alpha widow, being frustrated in the bedroom will often give you hints that will help you get the bigger picture. I don't know so much if it's your performance in the bedroom, but the thing is, with more partners, there's always going to be the one guy that was probably the best, and that may not be you. And as such, that's going to be somebody that she's going to say, compare you against. And this is one of the problems that when we talk about why dating is dead so much nowadays, is when it comes to finances, you're not competing against yourself or the average of society. You're competing against the best she ever had. When it comes to your personality, same thing. When it comes to your muscle mass, same thing. There's always somebody she dated that it was stronger, better, faster. He was an athlete, but you're not. And then there was the other guy that she dated, and he was really off, financially successful, and he was going to go somewhere someday. Well, she wants to find all of this in one package. That's the widow part of this. It's gone. She never will. But in every relationship that she has from here on out, she's going to compare every one of those factions to other men. And here's what makes it impossible. When you only have a couple of guys to compare against, it's easy to say, hey, this is the best guy I've ever dated. But can you imagine being, say, Joker? In the bedroom, you're compared to Bob. In the finance world, you're compared to John. In the, popularity department, you're to Ray. And in the muscle and fitness, you're compared to Joe. All right, well, now you're competing against five different guys, and it's just you. You can't be the best in all of those. And if you are, you probably want better than her because she's an average woman. You'd be going out with the top of the top women. So, again, it becomes where she's comparing you to every experience she's ever had. And they may not be doing this consciously. She may not say, okay, I'm calling him. But there's going to be part of your relationship that frustrates her and isn't working out because there's part of you that's lacking to the best guy that she ever had in each department. And that's why, and ultimately, they're widows. They can never find the one guy that'll fulfill everything for them. And you can never fulfill that for her. It says, how to deal with an alpha widow. I'm not even going to read this. I'll tell you how to deal with it. Don't date him long term. Date him short term. And he even say here, if you're looking for a short-term relationship and your girl's treating you, your connection accordingly, then it might not be much of a problem for you to continue having her around. There you go. That's all there is. There is no long-term relationships. There is no commitment. There is no, it's always going to be a test for you, and it's one you're constantly going to fail. And even here at the bottom of this, they say, become better than the competition. The best way to avoid alpha widows altogether is by eliminating the competition. And the best way to eliminate the competition is by being the man every woman would like to have and every man would like to be. It's impossible. It's a complete joke. You're going to tell me at 5'7", bald, even if I, you know, beef up and I got the guns going and I'm in great shape and my finances are great, you're going to tell me some dude that is maybe super attractive, 6'2" and muscle bound, she's not going to, well, if he texted me, no guy could be everything. And if you're that 6 foot tall, muscle bound, great guy, yeah, she'll have a fling with you. But if you want a long-term relationship with you, or if you want a long-term relationship with her, she might leave you for the guy that makes $500,000 a year, but looks like me. There's no winning this, you see. And back in the day when women had only dated one or a couple or even a few guys, you were only competing against those few guys. But when women are plowing through dozens of men or more by the time they finish with college, again, this may not be something that's in the front of their head, but you're competing with a dozen or two dozen men in all these different departments. It's an unobtainable win. You can't win this. The best you can hope for is just to hang in there for a little while and enjoy the ride that you get. But there's no way you're ever going to, and you know, I hate to say this, man. So I won't say it the way I was going to say it. Maybe I'll put it this way. The odds are highly stacked against you that you're going to be the winner in that competition, no matter who you are, unless you bring everything to the table. But remember, we're talking about the average woman that had a couple of alpha guys that she got to have some fun with. So you're not competing with other average guys. You're competing with alpha guys for the average girl. It's a whole lot of effort for a whole little reward. And ultimately, the thing is, we guys that go our own way or do our own thing or just casually date and move on our own paths, we're not the ones that are unhappy. Because we can have lots of casual relationships if we want to. We can have short-term flings. We have a little bit of fun. The ones that are really left out are the women that want to have a family, want to marry Mr. Perfect, want to have everything go great for them. And you know what? They can't because hypergamy has ruined them. They're always comparing everything they ever find to that perfect 9 or 10 guy that maybe they spent a week or two or a month dating because he was using her, and then he moves on, and that's now her new bar. Just, it wrecks them. And if you get involved with one of them, they're going to take that heat out on you. Guys, if you want to support my work, links are below. If you have recently, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Guys, I will leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, the more of a past they have, the more you're competing to be the best of that past and the best of every category with every man. You cannot win that.